Tim was out with a group of other photographers this afternoon filming the fierce fighting in Misrata. They were hit by an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, fired by the Gaddafi forces and taken to the hospital. Tim died soon thereafter, and two other journalists are still in critical condition.
And a second journalist was also killed, is that right?
Yes, Chris Hondros of Getty Images, also quite a well-known war photographer, was also killed. Guy Martin of Panos remains in very serious condition, and we're now trying to arrange a medical evacuation under very difficult conditions.
Yes, I mean, tell us about that. How are you able to actually get in and assist here?
Well, the only contact we have right now with the city of Misrata, with the hospital, is through Skype. I was actually on Skype with our own photographer when Tim and the others were brought to the hospital. So we were among the first to learn of this tragedy. And we are now trying to find a boat who can take the bodies as well as the wounded to Malta, and are also in contact with the UK and US military to see if they can assist with a very difficult evacuation.
And tell us more about Tim Hetherington. You were a good friend, were you?
Well, I've worked for Human Rights Watch for 14 years, and I work with a lot of documentary filmmakers and photographers. But Tim really was a unique individual. He spent many years out in West Africa documenting the fierce fighting and vast human rights abuses there. And just last year, just a few months ago, he was nominated for an Academy Award for his amazing documentary on the Afghan War called Restrepo, which followed a group of U.S. soldiers as they were fighting in Afghanistan. He really was a person who cared very deeply about civilians affected by conflict and spent a lot of time out in the field. He did many assignments for Human Rights Watch. Because he really cared about the impact of these conflicts on civilians.
And obviously it's very tough to be operating in the sort of situations that he was operating in, tough also for friends and families who see loved ones going off to those environments.
Well, I was just with Tim 2 weeks ago in the city of Benghazi, the rebel capital, and at our last lunch together he told me about the wonderful relationship he was in with this Somali woman, and how he wanted to slow down and spend more time making kids. So it really is a very tragic death for really a giant in the field of war photography and a person with a tremendous reputation and a giant heart.
Yeah, tell us more about his talent, because, I mean, it is amazing that he was nominated this year for an Oscar for his work in that documentary Restrepo that you mentioned.
Yes, Restrepo, really, him and Sebastian Younger, who's quite well known as well, decided to follow a group of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan to really provide an experience of close-up combat, to bring to the audience what it was like to fight a war. And we all know that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are hugely unpopular in the U.K. and the U.S. With the public. But I think they brought to life what it was like for the soldiers fighting in these wars and brought a lot of sympathy to just the experience of the ordinary soldier, just because they really put their lives on the line, spending months on end with these soldiers in Afghanistan to bring the real life, the real combat to life.
And you said that you've worked with him on several projects. Was he actually doing work for Human Rights Watch while he was in Misrata?
He wasn't on assignment for Human Rights Watch in Misrata, but just a few weeks ago we were together in Benghazi, and he just took a day off to help us document a vast archive of photographs of the Gaddafi era that we found. He did it for free, just because he wanted to make sure that these amazing historic images of the 40 years of the Gaddafi era were properly documented and preserved, not just for Human Rights Watch, but for the people of Libya. So it's really a tremendous loss for all of us. People are mourning in many places around the world, a giant of the field of conflict photography but just really a person with a tremendous spirit and a tremendous heart.
And with that work, obviously, he does leave an amazing legacy.
Yes. You can spend days and days watching the work that he's done in West Africa, the work that he's done in Afghanistan. He spent a lot of time on the roads over the last several decades, and I've just been overwhelmed by the number of emails and condolences which have come in from photographers and filmmakers and people in this business from all over the world.
And what are the others who were also with him in Misrata? Are they people that you know as well?
Yes, I mean, Chris Hondros of Getty Images is also a very experienced war photographer. He has also died in this incident. A younger UK citizen, Guy Martin, he's just 28, I believe, was also very severely wounded. He's still on the operating table. When I checked half an hour ago, he has a very bad leg wound. And then there's a younger American photographer, Michael Christopher Brown, who I've spent the last few weeks with in Libya. He was on his first war assignment, working mostly with his iPhone, who suffered some lesser injuries. But all of them certainly need to get out of there and get some proper medical treatment. So that's what we're trying to arrange right now.
Are you making any progress with that?
We hope so. We have found a boat which is willing to evacuate them. But the problem now is where to take them. There's no refrigeration available in Misrata, so it's very difficult to transport these bodies of these real giants in our field in a dignified manner. And that's what I've been working at the last 4 hours, is trying to find a way to get them out of there in a dignified way. We're in touch with the White House and the Foreign Office, who have been of tremendous assistance.
But obviously it is an area that is under attack. It's going to be a difficult mission, isn't it?
Yes, and, you know, I think that's why these journalists were there, is really to suffer the tremendous human suffering and the vast loss of life which is taking place in the city of Misrata. It really is a city under siege by Gaddafi's forces. More than 1,000 people have been reportedly killed in the city, including many young children. We've had two cases of a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old child just killed in the last few days. So it is a very difficult place to get in, but unfortunately it's also a very difficult place to get out when an incident like this happens.